USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court confirmed that the Roe v. Wade draft ruling is authentic and ordered an investigation into how it was leaked. The opinion shows the justices are considering overturning Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court case that legalized abortion nationwide. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz explains to Fox Business that the opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito might not be the final opinion.
The justice who is assigned the majority opinion, in this case it appears to be Justice Alito, the justices will have voted at conference, and that justice will circulate a draft opinion to all nine justices. What happens in the days and weeks and months after that is there are hundreds and sometimes thousands of edits.
AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is now $4.20 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
A warrant has been issued for corrections officer Vicky White, who went missing along with inmate Casey White from the Lauderdale County Detention Center in Alabama on Friday. Police say the two are not related to each other. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says it was orchestrated.
She left the detention center at 9:41 a.m. We were alerted at 3:30 p.m.
Singleton says that Vicky White never returned to the jail after leaving with the inmate for a mental health evaluation. He notes that in transporting the inmate alone, she violated their usual procedure. The U.S. Marshals Service says the two are possibly armed and that the inmate is a serious threat. Voters in Indiana and Ohio are heading to the polls today. Voters in Ohio will get to choose their party's nomination for senator, governor, and lieutenant governor. In Indiana, 9 Republicans and 3 Democrats are vying for the only open congressional seat. USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson delivers a video address to the Ukrainian Parliament. Johnson says that other countries should not pressure Ukraine to make concessions in their negotiations with Russia.
It's precisely because of your valor, your courage, your sacrifice that Ukrainians now control your own destiny. And you are the masters of your fate. And no one can or should impose anything on Ukrainians.
A man from Brazil is making his way into the record books.
A 100-year-old Brazilian man has set a new Guinness World Record for working at the same company for the last 84 years and 9 days. The reference book company said in a statement last week that Walter Orthman, an employee with Renault View, was awarded the honor back in January. Orthman started working at the company in January 1938 as a shipping assistant. He told Guinness that he started to work for the company to provide for his family, which was struggling financially at the time. He noted that he was hired due to his proficiency in German. According to Guinness, Orthman was promoted by the company throughout the years from a shipping assistant to a sales associate before landing a managerial position in the sales department. Orthman just celebrated his centennial birthday last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And finally, please keep in mind that Mother's Day is Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.